Greetings, pilgrim partners. A word of God today from the Psalms. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly. A couple years ago, Kathy and I were at the Chicago Institute of Art. And we went into one room that had about a dozen Picasso paintings on the wall. And my wife's words were, "These are ugly." And I reminded her, "But Kathy, you're looking at about $12 million worth of art." I think she was still thinking they were ugly. Some guessed that the baseball hit by Barry Bonds for his 73rd home run in 2001 would bring $1 million. $1 million for a little $7-$8 baseball. Well, it went up for auction, only got $450,000. It was a disputed claim, and the guy had to pay legal fees of $473,000. Came out behind on that value deal. Maybe we shake our heads at people's sense of values or what things are worth for paintings or baseballs or maybe a celebrity autograph or a stamp or a coin. Yeah, some things do cost a lot of money, like cars and new houses and designer clothes. What gives them the value they have? Why do things cost what they do? How do we determine what things are worth? What's a human soul worth? What does it cost to save a human soul? There's no human being that can make the payment, according to the psalmist. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor pay the ransom to God for him. Not enough funds available. Wrong kind of currency. What's it going to take for the redemption price, the ransom to save a human soul? What's it worth to God? God chose to save human souls. And that's a good thing for us. And the cost, the death of his dear son, Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Peter tells us, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, which cleanses us from all sin. So how valuable is the cross of Christ? We're thinking, yeah, of course, it's got a lot of value. Well, let's examine that for a minute, because if you don't, you know, it's like determining the value of a rock versus a diamond. If you don't know the difference, they have the same value. Now, what makes the cross of Christ valuable? I mean, there were other crucifixions. A couple of guys crucified the same day with him, same mountain, Mount Calvary. That was only three crucifixions of tens of thousands that happened during that era of history. What makes this one crucifixion so important and so valuable? And if you don't know the difference, they're all going to have the same value.
Now we need God Himself to describe the value of the cross of Jesus Christ. And He does so. He says, because it's the death of the sinless Son of God. He's the one that chose to experience not only physical death, He chose to experience hell itself in order that there be this beautiful saving benefit for you and me, the forgiveness of our sins, spiritual life, and eternal salvation. Don't ever diminish its value in what you think of the cross. And do not ever diminish the value of Christ's cross in its intended effect on your lives. When the Apostle Peter is talking about the redemption of mankind, this costly price paid by the Son of God, he says, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your sojourning here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Indeed, none of us could redeem one another. We couldn't muster up enough funds in the right currency of any kind to save a human soul. It is God who Himself provided the redemption price, a very costly price. Amen.